Welcome, fight fans, to a special edition of What's on Fight, the podcast that watches random shows provided by the Fight TV app and bring it all back to you. I am Finn Fish. I got a co-host. He is Mr. Fourth Row. Hey, Mr. Fourth Row, what's up?
Not much. I'm doing well. How are you doing, Finn?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Man, we got a big time. I'm talking, this is a big time interview coming up.
Yes, this is big. This was the shock contact that we had mentioned in the GroupMe chat room and our Twitter feed and all those other places that we've been trying to keep a little bit of a secret, and now we can finally reveal it.
Yes, but before we reveal, I guess if they read the synopsis, they would know, but before we can reveal all of that, some pretty big news for one of our favorite companies out there, being Fully Loaded Wrestling. They are officially said they're going to team up with FSW, that's Future Stars of Wrestling. That's based out of Las Vegas, right here, Las Vegas. So they're going to actually working together. So there's some guys are going to be on FSW are going to go to North Dakota. And then some of the guys from North Dakota are coming down to Vegas to do some taping. So that's going to be pretty cool. Companies working within the Fight TV app. So that's going to be
good. Yeah, and I like this because this is kind of a new kind of concept with independent promotions, as far as I know. I know that, for example, little outside the box here, the Spanish Announce Table, which also can be found here on the brand new Trending Topics Network, one of their big promotions is NWL, and they have a St. Louis and Kansas City, but they're the same company, so it's kind of like a company within a company, and they're kind of doing the same thing, but these are two different companies exchanging talent and things of that nature, and I really like this. I can't wait to see some of these episodes so we can actually watch and review them.
Yes, yeah. And then I got some news about FSW. I can't break it out too much, but one of their stars I've talked to wants to come on and onto What's on Fight, so that's going to be pretty cool, but not as big as the guests we got lined up right now.
Right, yeah, it's very cool. This is our very, very first interview that we're having here in this particular episode. We've got quite a few, actually, interviews lined up, so something a little new for us, but this is going to be a fun new experience for us, us here at What's on Fight.
Yeah, we're starting off big.
Oh, definitely. All right, so this big interview that we have lined up here in this episode, this is big. This is the COO of Fight TV, Michael Weber. Enjoy.
Our big time interview, Mr. Mia Fourth Row, with none other than Mike Webb. Hey, Mr. Fourth Row, what's up?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. And Mr. Webb, are you there?
It's Weber, actually.
Weber.
Oh, yeah, Mike.
You have to forgive him. He likes to shorten names every once in a while. It's kind of a thing.
That's my gimmick.
Yeah, go with those three letter words. You're doing good, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, Mike, we want to congratulate you. You actually are our first interview for the podcast.
Well, fantastic. I feel honored. Hopefully I'm beginning of something very big.
Oh. Yes.
And so tell us a little bit about yourself. And
sure. Yeah, I'm the COO of Fight TV, which you guys are sort of basing your whole podcast on, which we feel very honored about that. This Thursday, we're celebrating our one-year anniversary. I've worked with the company a little over a year now, actually almost 2 years in one capacity or another. This is pretty much, to me, sort of the end game of everything I've worked on for the last 30-some years. My background started out as an intern at WrestleMania 2, where my job was to sit ringside at Rosemont Horizon to make sure the refrigerator Perry didn't get hurt when he fell out of the ring. Oh, I literally was told, catch him if he falls out, because Vince McMahon self-insured all the NFL players who was in that battle royal of Andre the Giant. And then from there, it just went up, hopefully. So I worked at WWF. I did their PR throughout WrestleMania 2, 3, 4, 5. I worked for WCW throughout the 90s with Turner Broadcasting as their marketing person. And then I got out of wrestling for a while. I've also worked in boxing and motorsports. But I did get back with worked with TNA Wrestling for 5 years as their VP of marketing. So I've had opportunity to work with many guys, 2, 3, sometimes even 4 different times throughout the years in the pro wrestling business. So it's been really cool. It's been fun. A lot of long lifetime friendships. And now we have Fight TV, which features boxing, MMA, and of course pro wrestling.
Now, how did the whole Fight TV get started?
You know, it's sort of interesting is that a lot of people who try to do like a vertical of fighting sports or any kind of sport, they start out with the idea of, hey, I know everybody in the tennis business or the motorsports business or wrestling. And they say, okay, now I got to go find somebody to make the app here so I can put this all together in one place or develop the TV network. The opposite way. It's a technology company first called Flips Media. They actually started development on the technology about 4 to 5 years ago. And they've launched something called Flips as a television network app that featured entertainment and movies and you know, news programming from Bloomberg and CBS and so forth. To make sure all the technology worked. But what's bad about it is it was such a broad spectrum of programming, it was almost impossible to market. So they said, you know what, we started doing some test events. We did 2 years ago, we did New Japan's Wrestle Kingdom 9 from the Tokyo Dome and did very well for us, completely, you know, unknown, nobody who knew who we were. And we've done, you know, we did a handful of other events. We did some TNA events, did some Ring of Honor events. We did a bull riding event with PBR, yes, which is based out of Pueblo, Colorado, which I think you guys are probably familiar with.
Yeah, and, that's just south of me. So
right, that's why I brought it up there. And they, so we had some good success and learning. And so I started getting more and more involved as a consultant. And they said, huh, why don't we focus on one vertical? And it turned out to be boxing, wrestling, MMA. It could have been motorsports or tennis or golf just as easily. And but we decided to go into, for many, many reasons, decided to go into this vertical. And from the concept in mid-November of 2015, I started full-time December of 2015. And by February 9th of 2016, we're up and running. And now here a year later. It's amazing how quick we took it to market and how far we've gone. And, you know, about this past July, we sort of looked at each other and said, we're actually a television network now, which we never had any intention of that. We initially was always going to be just programming on app, but now we've also added that you can watch our programming on fight.tv, our website. In addition to doing a bunch of pay-per-view events, we have a lot of VOD content, and now we even have programming that you can, we call it appointment viewing. We have about 20 different programmers who every single week give us original new programming, primarily wrestling programs, because those are easiest to do on a weekly basis to have original program. But at 7:30 a.m. on Eastern time every Sunday morning, we have Muay Thai from Thailand, from Bangkok. It's a great show. So, you know, have breakfast on Sunday morning, reading the, your Sunday newspaper and watching Muay Thai from Bangkok. There's nothing else like it.
Huh. Oh yes, I watch a lot of the stuff on Fight. Just, you know, I'm the one that pretty much started, you know, just wanting to cover everything on Fight. And I watch a ton of your mostly wrestling content, and I even seen organizations within the Fight app working together. So that's bringing a lot of people together. Just this Fight app alone.
Yeah, it seems to be working pretty well. We do like to, you know, tell people about, yeah, it's a great aggregation of a lot of different programming, but it's also just cool technology because the whole reason the parent company's name Flips is because of the ability to take the programming off of your phone and flip it onto your Wi-Fi connected television. So therefore, again, that's why we're a TV network. You can watch us on your regular Wi-Fi TV like Netflix or Amazon or anything else like that. And I mean, who really wants to watch your wrestling on iPhone when you can watch it on a 55-inch screen live in living color?
Exactly. So how does a promotion get involved in Fight TV, and what are the benefits to them?
Yeah, we initially did Outbound and got a lot of promoters involved with us. Really, I think we had like one promoter say no, which I don't understand. Yeah, it was some MMA company in Louisiana. But, you know, pretty much everybody has said yes when we contacted them. And fortunately for us, you know, people are contacting us now on how to get organized with us. And it's really not that hard. We do have some standards and practices of what the quality of the program looks like. And those that keeps going up and up and up. You know, every network has to start somewhere. Where we had programs on, MMA program on with no announcers. And they said, well, we're trying to save money. I go, you got to be kidding me. You don't have announcers on your show? You got to have announcers. You know, or they thought a one-camera shoot was good. You know, so, you know, there's a few minor things that we require from what the program looks like, okay? We don't want to show, I was going to say, we don't want to show too much backyard wrestling, but we actually do. We have something called Street Beefs.
Yeah.
Which is literally, have you watched Street Beefs?
I watched Street Beefs. It's wild. It is
wild. Yeah. It is pretty wild. But the thing is, you know, it's like actually fighting in somebody's backyard, you know, two adult men over some issue. They actually still have an ambulance there. They have a medic. They have a referee. They have rules. So they're actually more organized than some MMA groups are.
Yeah, they have.
So, so yeah, there's some fun stuff on there to look at. But mostly, you know, we have a team of business development guys that will essentially go through the deals with the contracts. You know, as you know, the app is free to download. We have a lot of program available that's free to the viewers, that's advertising supported. And obviously the advertising is there's a revenue share with the promoter. Okay. And then we have the pay-per-view event, which is, you know, it's been around for about 30-some years. The concept of pay-per-view, it works best in boxing, wrestling, and MMA. And, of course, we do a revenue share with the promoter there as well. The reasons a lot of promoters like working with us, one, we make it pretty easy to take their program by pretty much generally by the internet. Internet is come so far in 20 years. But, you know, they do a deal with us, all of a sudden they have the world. Because right. Our product works anywhere that Wi-Fi in the world works. And they just did an international clearance deal. For the bigger, more established promotions, it really helps them out because, especially in the boxing business, they try to clear the fights country by country, network by network, and that takes forever. It's a lot of people got their fingers in the pot and all that kind of stuff. And with us, essentially, it's one conversation. It's one delivery of the program. It's just so much simpler way of doing business.
Right. Yeah, that's certainly understandable.
Yep.
And I watch a lot of the items on Fight. We see.
We may get you a life, right?
Yeah. I log in a lot of hours, I'm telling you.
We appreciate it.
But I see some companies that are like, that have only one episode up, but they still have episodes continuously. Did they drop off? What's the deal there? There's some good.
There are some companies who, you know, we're dealing in a volume business and we're young. We're still trying to stay up with everything. Like in any other business, some promoters are fantastic at getting us the program on time every week at the same time. And there are some who I'm not trying to be nasty, but sometimes we got to remind them what day of the week it is and tell them to look at the calendar to deliver programs. We've had some very good programming on, like Paragon Wrestling is one that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of our top five weekly viewed programs in wrestling. But, you know, they're not delivering programming anymore. I don't really know what their future is right now. But, you know, they obviously, I think, quit taping shows. So obviously a lot of that kind of stuff is way beyond our, control, what they can do. We're not financing the companies and, they have to make their own business decisions. But, it's been pretty cool.
Yeah, I was actually at the last taping of Paragon Pro Wrestling.
Did they know it was the last taping when they did it?
No, they when I was there, they were behind the stage, dark and stuff, and they were saying, we're going to be filming two more episodes in 2 weeks. I'm like, yay! And then a couple of days later, they said, we're going to be gone for a couple
weeks. Not cheap putting those shows on.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So is it more of that the promotions need to do a week-by-week show, or is it more can a promotion that, say, films like, say, twice a month or every other week still have the ability to get on Fight?
Well, we do it quite a couple different ways. This dates back to how wrestling always been done. It's always dating back to the 60s and 70s was weekly programming 52 weeks a year. There's really no other program that does original programming 52 weeks a year other than newscast. And so that's why, people are sort of stuck in that mode and do that. But, if somebody wants to deliver something to us every other week, we're fine with that. But I got to tell you, it makes a lot more sense on a weekly basis because that way viewers get habits and they want to keep coming back with what's new and what's different in the following week. Even people who pre-tape shows with us, for example, I don't know if you guys remember Alex Wright with WCW. You guys remember him? Das Wunderkind?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's running a wrestling promotion in Germany, and he's already got 10 shows taped in the can ready to go with us. We're probably going to debut them sometime in the next 6 weeks or so. But we're not going to just, here's 10 shows. You got to roll them out one show at a time because it just gets people more interested. And they can follow the storylines a little better and get a little more attached to them. So there's a lot of different ways. And then we got some programs, just our standalone pay-per-view events. We did an event called Fight for the Mind, wrestling event out of Tennessee recently. Did very well on our thing. And actually, I think it took place on a Friday night, and we aired it on Monday. We did a I lost my train of thought. We got an event coming up, which actually I can't wait to see it myself. We got an event coming up on February 19th, which is a Sunday, called Oklamania. And it's got Jeff and Matt Hardy on it, Jeff Jarrett, Jerry Lawler's on there. Let me see who else. Jim Ross is involved in it. It's a great show. It actually was taped last July, but nobody's ever seen it. It should be a pretty good show. There's a lot of big names on the event, and I've seen some of the matches already, and I think people will be interested in seeing it. And that's a complete standalone. I think the promoter put it together last July for a charity fundraiser. It was a good event. He taped it, and then we decided here in the last several weeks to put the event on Fight, or collectively.
Oh, pretty cool.
And did you guys seek out JR, or was it the other way around? Because I know he does a lot of promotions for the Fight app.
Yeah, fortunately, I worked with Jim back at WCW back in the 90s, so we had worked together, knew each other, and reached out to him. He was the right person there to get involved with us at the beginning.
Yeah, it was him and SoCal Val. When I first started watching the Fight, I'm like, okay, they're promoting something pretty cool. They're getting a lot of people on.
And right. You got
Mr. Fight, Drew Gallows. And
Drew Galloway. Yeah.
Drew Galloway.
We haven't seen a show with him on it yet that we reviewed, but he's on every show almost.
I got to say, that's why we call him Mr. Fight TV. That's how, I didn't know Drew, and I had met him at TNA taping and hadn't worked with him before. And I realized I'm in St. Petersburg, Florida. He lives like 6 miles down the street from me. And somebody's never here. I think I created emails or texts with him today. I think he's over in the UK. Matter of fact, he was on the ICW show that aired last night. And he's on the What Culture show that airs Sunday on our thing. Yeah, we kept watching our shows, and he was like on every darn show out there, And so, well, shoot, we need to build a relationship with him. And he's a good guy, and he just loves to wrestle, really, because I know that he could probably do, you know, a more exclusive deal with TNA or WWE or something like that, but he seems to like the variety of what he's got going there. So we love working with him.
Oh, I mean, that's a good business that you guys are into. I mean, I mean, I'm sold on it. Me and Mr. Fourth Row started this podcast just to focus on just a random fun that is within the fight app itself.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff on there, you know, and, you know, working with the boxing, and we're trying to work on a little more international. So I think you guys are a little heavier in the wrestling, but you know, some of the MMA stuff we got coming on now is just crazy. We're getting from Germany and Australia, and matter of fact, we have a kickboxing event coming from Tokyo live next week, which should just be a very interesting event. It's in the arena right next to the Tokyo Dome, so, and it should be pretty exciting.
I even seen some Japanese martial arts movies on the Fight app, believe it or not.
Well, you're right. We got to stick with the theme here. And so, yeah, we've actually got some pretty good martial arts movies on there, and that gives it. And we also now have DDP Yoga is on there, because it's, you know, who really wants to look at their phone to do yoga? You'd rather watch on your big TV. We also just released, actually, I think we're only going to announce it Monday, but it's available right now, a series of self-defense videos. So sort of staying in the same world again. And, it's been pretty cool. A matter of fact, since you brought it up, this Thursday is our one-year anniversary, as we mentioned. And from 8 a.m. Eastern time, Thursday morning, to 8 a.m. Friday morning, all of our pay-per-view content, including DDP Yoga, self-defense videos, are all free. And the app's free. Download the app. Come and watch the all the programs. You know, you really could binge out, call in sick from work that day, and sit there and watch the Fight app. You got 24 hours to watch all the pay-per-view content you can for free for that day.
Man, that is a deal. I was going to save you some money.
I was going to say that does sound like a deal. And I would say, to help plug you, you know, if you're watching that, use the hashtag #Happy24Hours.
Absolutely. You're right on it. Yep, Happy24Hours. And after 24 hours. And I got to tell you, you know, I don't know if I've mentioned here, you know, our technology and the basis of most of our staff is actually based in Bulgaria. Which is a big technology center. And since I've been on with you guys here, it's fairly late in the day. It's after midnight. There's 1:30 in the morning there right now. I'm still getting emails from our staff over there. They're working around the clock to make sure everything's ready for Thursday, because it's a big day for us.
And like you're saying, with the progression of what you guys have been doing on the Fight Network, I've been seeing you guys putting your own bumpers on some of your programming, your own little...
We're doing a little bit of that, and that's really the next step for us in the growth and become a real television network. We're getting there. We got a lot to do yet. There's literally a list of over 100 items that we're doing in upgrades to the site. One of the things we just debuted actually just yesterday is now during live programming. And the first run of our weekly program. So, for like example, the Ring of Honor show last night that aired at 7 o'clock Eastern time, we have a chat feature on there where you can get on there and chat with fellow viewers about the program itself. And sometimes they're starting or confirming or passing off rumors about what's going on in the business, in the company, and all kinds of stuff in there, or just talking about who their favorite wrestler is or MMA star. So we just debuted it, and the future plan is to have the guys like Drew Galloway to be a guest chatter to answer any questions from fans during the start of those shows.
So like adding like a little bit of a social bit to the viewing experience.
Yeah, we're going for that two-screen experience, as they like to call it. And as you guys have probably figured, since I worked at WrestleMania 2, I'm not 25 years old. So all this stuff still blows my mind yet. Because I do remember, you know, before cable TV, and you just had three channels to choose from. But yeah, now, you know, as everybody knows, you watch a TV show on your 55-inch screen, and you got your iPhone in your hand, and you're following your Twitter feed. Well, within our app, you can do chatting while you're watching the show on your big TV. So your phone still is available to do that, and it really is sort of cool and interactive, and you know, everybody just multimedia overload.
That is very, very cool. I like that.
And that it is, because I watch with my laptop, so I could tweet out what shows I'm watching on what I'm watching on TV. I might have to get another phone so I could chat with everyone and tweet and
watch. So you're gonna go for the three screen experience, right?
Oh yeah.
So you know, I so future plans for the Fight TV app and everything. One thing I'm always curious about is, and I've contacted support about this, you guys ever thought about just doing a plain native like Roku app?
Actually, that is one of the things on the drawing board. You know, I met with Amazon. When was that? A couple weeks ago. So we've had conversations with them. We do have conversations. We're developing those apps. It's on the list, as they say. But you really, you know, if you have Amazon Fire, or if you have Roku, or if you have Chromecast, all those ways you still can access our programming already.
Right.
Us actually putting an app on their platforms is actually, that's actually more of a marketing move than making it available, because really, as a right. consumer or viewer, you already can use the Fight app will discover your Roku connection without there being a Roku app and get you right on the TV right yeah. away.
And the only reason why I ask that is because, as you may know, sometimes Roku likes to update their software and then it breaks the Fight app, and I'm like, oh, you know?
Yeah, but I got to tell you, our tech guys have stayed pretty much on top of it. I don't think we've ever had a breakdown of more than, you know, 6-8 hours, maybe a day at the worst, when they've
yeah.
done an update that we didn't catch. And now we got pretty good communication with them, so that when they do make a change or update, we're right there with them. Okay. So it's a growth. Like I said, we got about 20 engineers working on this on a daily basis. And you know, this is not, you know, two guys in their mom's basement building an app. This is literally almost rocket science. One of our sister companies actually has contracts with NATO to build apps for them that has video. I think it's they use video facial recognition from drones. You know, so it's like, okay, that's a little more than I need to know.
Oh man, I mean, it's so cool. But Mr. Weber here. It looks like I guess we are almost done. If you could tell people how to reach you or how they can get more information about the Fight app itself.
Yeah, there's a couple different ways. Go to fight.tv. That is where you can find out everything about it if you want to just go to the internet. But really, you know, it's just as easy. Go to Google Play or iTunes and download the app. It's free. It's easy. Sign up. Give us your email address or your business. It really takes about 3 to 4 minutes to do the whole download and get yourself set up, and then you just go through it and explore it. We actually have a feature on there. So if you're doing the setup during certain busier hours, you can actually talk to one of our customer service people if you're having problems getting connected, and they will chat right with you. But at the very least, you always can send an email in that way too. You're through the app or through your regular email. Email wise, you know, if you got questions about what we do, it's info@fight.tv.
And then, of course, don't forget about Thursday, this Thursday.
Absolutely, yeah, Thursday. You know, call in sick, close the doors, bring down the blinds, and 24 hours, you can watch all the pay-per-view programming for free. You know, work out, you know, take a break there, do a workout with DDP, you know, and then, you know, you might need some self-defense a little bit later in the day because your spouse or your significant other might say, what the hell are you doing? So you might have to defend yourself. So we got you covered there. And then you can watch all the wrestling, boxing, MMA you can come up with there all day long.
Yeah.
But I just like to thank you very much for your time to come on this show, and for helping in creating the Fight app itself.
No problem, guys.
Yes, thank you very much.
It's been my pleasure being your guest. I foresee a big future for you guys. Stay with it.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. So that was a great interview there with Mike Weber of Fight TV. Mike, thank you very much for coming on to the show. We really greatly appreciate you coming on and telling us about Fight TV and all the good stuff. So, Finn, what did you think of the interview?
Man, I think every podcast I gotta get someone's names wrong. So,
and like you said, it is your gimmick.
Yeah, it's my gimmick. But my gimmick this Thursday is gonna be watching Fight TV all day. So, I'm gonna get everything ready for that one. I'm actually gonna go to the store after this podcast and load up on some stuff so I can watch a lot of these content, because we have a show that we are going to review, which wasn't. It was very inexpensive, but we didn't know when we were going to do it. So I think we should watch that part of the free showing that we have. So
that sounds like a plan to me.
That's what I'm going to do. I know.
Yeah, Fight TV's hashtag happy 24 hours. So, yeah, enjoy. Hey, you know, and I would suggest that you guys, even after these 24 hours are up, continue to watch and support all the great shows on Fight TV.
Most definitely. And since, you know, we had a little bit of interruption, not too bad, since we did this big time interview, what is going to be next on here? What's on Fight?
Our next episode, we are reviewing Bellatrix, episode number 1. So if you guys have watched or are going to watch, send us your guys' thoughts and we will read them on the show. You can either contact us on Twitter at What's On Fight, or email them in to us at whatsonfight@gmail.com. You can even call us on the Fight Line at 702-907-3483, which spells Fight. So 702-907-FIGHT.
Most definitely. And don't forget to check out the rest of the great shows here on the brand new Trending Topics Network. We have my other show, where I get the names somewhat correct. That is Lucha Chat, the podcast that chats all about Lucha Underground. Big news we have from Lucha Underground, since I'm not doing a show, since they're on hiatus. We all know they're coming to Netflix here very, very soon. But they're coming back at the end of May, so I think May 31st, Lucha Underground will be back on American Air TV.
Yes, that should be good. I can't wait for them to come back. I'm kind of missing Lucha Underground.
Yeah, I'm jonesing right now over some Lucha Underground. That's why I'm plugging in so many hours on the Fight app. It took my Lucha away, so I gotta turn my attention somewhere else, but at least it's going to a good place.
Right.
We have WrestleCast. All right. I'm messing up on everything. I don't want to mess up on this.
It's the podcast that has a serious discussion about the non-serious world of professional wrestling.
Let's talk about the Uppercut. And that's the European Uppercut Podcast. A European perspective of all pro wrestling, but American pro wrestling. And then you said they have a catchphrase, and that is the Spanish announce table. You know their catchphrase here, or
I don't have it down by memory, but it's something to the effect of slamming your brain through the week's world of wrestling knowledge, something to that effect. So, Captain T-Mac, if you guys are listening, help me get it right.
Oh, and we have Hanging with Heavy, where Heavy, you know, talks to the stars, the people who called into the All Wrestling Week in Review, and he interviews them. I believe the last episode was with my team member of the New Standard, none other than Puerto Rica. So check that one out.
Yeah.
And then the probably the best podcast, except for this one, none other than NFL Easy Picks, because guess what?
Oh.
Yes, right. If you don't know by now, then you've been hiding out.
They pulled it out. First game to go into overtime. Super Bowl game to go into overtime. Wow. That's all I have to say.
I wasn't sweating it because I was outside next to the pool watching this game. And if the Patriots would have got blown out, I'd have been swimming fully clothed. And they pulled it out. So, but we have some non-wrestling podcasts here on the brand new Trending Topics Network. That is Squabble Box, Legends on Siren FM, Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, The Tuts Experience, All Beers Inside, STFU, and a hell of a lot more to check out. Oh, we're even doing a retrospective of old podcasts. I don't know what that one's called. I think it's just...
They're like uploading old shows and putting them on the feed every once in a while. So one of the first ones that come out was the Old School at the Movies. My favorite movie of all time, Back to the Future. They talked about that, and so I thoroughly enjoyed that. So if you guys like what you hear, subscribe via iTunes or any other podcast catcher of your choice. Very much to listen to, so you cannot be bored.
And it looks like I am done fighting with this episode of our special episode with Mike Weber
of the COO of Fight TV. Yeah. Yep, me too. Yep, so that's all we have to fight about this week, this particular special episode. So until the next episode, please fight on.
All right.
Hey everybody, it's your boy JJ Cash, the official voice of Floyd Loaded Wrestling, and you're listening to the awesome What's on Fight on the Trending Topics Network.